Lord have mercy. I'll tell you what, I just can almost get out there and get in that Ford and just go on shouting. But I'm not. Praise God. If you got your Bibles, turn to Malachi chapter number 4 and verses 1 through 3. And I want to stay with that theme today. And I'm going to use the PowerPoint today because I really want to deal with a passage of Scripture that is glorious. I love glorious Scripture. I believe all Scripture is glorious. Some of it beats around on me a little bit, but I thank God for the Word of God. I thank God for the King James Bible. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. I thank God for our blessed hope. And I want you to look at Malachi chapter number 4. The Bible said, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." But listen, I love them Holy Ghost conjunctions. Look here. "But unto you that fear my name," and notice this phrase, "shall the S-U-N of righteousness," and by the way, can I stop there and let you look at that passage? That's not mentioned anywhere else in the Bible. This is it. You know it's the S-O-N, but why is it saying the S-U-N? I'll get to that in a minute. "But unto you that fear his name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts." I'll give you my text in just a moment. I want to introduce this passage of Scripture, if I may. There is four occasions. If you notice verse 1, it said, "For behold." There's four occasions in the book of Malachi that this word is used. In chapter 2 and in verse 3, the word "behold" is used. In chapter 3 and verse 1, the word "behold" is used. Chapter 4 and verse 1, the word "behold" is used. Chapter 4 and verse 5, the word "behold" is used. You say, "Well, Preacher Smith, what does that word "behold" mean?" The word "behold" means it's a divine proclamation. This is not man speaking. This is not angels speaking. This is Almighty God, a thrice holy God, an awesome God that says, "Behold." And I want you to know something. Sometimes you may lose your attention when I preach because you're human. But I want you to know for the next 20 or so minutes, I want you to give him attention because it really is not me speaking. It's Almighty God saying, "Behold." Praise God. There's two things I want you to notice. First of all, by way of introduction, Malachi is proclaiming that the Lord is coming with healing in his wings. First of all, it will be a day of judgment for the sinner. I want you to know something. Huh? You know, we preach all the time on heaven, we should. And we preach all the time on love, and we should. And we preach on grace, and we should. But I want to tell you what, we ought to warn sinners that there is a hell. That there is judgment. There is a fiery, burning hell where every sinner will go if they do not repent and trust Christ. Amen. And I want you to know something. God's not out there saying, "I choose you to be saved and you to be lost." God said, "Whosoever will can be saved." You can come and trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But I want you to know, the only thing that will get you in hell, and it's not drinking, it's not smoking, it's not running around with other women, it is rejecting the Son of God. That's the only thing that will take you to hell. It'll be a fiery judgment that shall burn as the oven. And the day that cometh shall burn them up. I want to tell you what. Now you look right up at this preacher. If you die a sinner right now, you're going to be absent from your body but present in hell. Amen. If you die a saint, you'll be absent from your body, but present in heaven. Hallelujah. And by the way, also, it's a fitting judgment. Unto all the proud, yea, and to them that do wickedly. I want you to know something. When it's all over, it's all about Jesus anyway. It's all over. He's going to right every wrong. He's going to dot every I. And He's crossed every T. And I want to tell you what, He's an awesome God. I would not want to fall in the hands of an angry God for nothing this morning. Not only that, it will be a day of joy for the saint. Hallelujah. It's going to be a glorious day. Because the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in His wings. What a day. How many believe that's going to be glorious? I'm just thinking. I don't want to be selfish, but I'm just thinking. Come on today. Even so, Lord, come today. You said, but I ain't married yet. You'll be a lot better off. I haven't lived my life yet. Trust me. You'll be better off. Somebody help me preach right there. I want you to know it's going to be glorious. Not only it'll be a joyous day. You may say, preacher, I don't shout much here. That's okay. Be who you are. Them tears God sees. That love in your heart, God sees. But I want to tell you one of these days, I want you to know that you'll be in heaven. And I want you to know you'll be in a new body. You'll be able to say hallelujah. You'll be able to say praise the Lord. You'll be able to say glory to God. And it'll be a victorious day. And you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. But my text is in verse number 2. And I'll give you this and give you a few thoughts. And we'll go home. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness arise with healing in His wings. Now, there's a couple things come to my mind right there. We know the Son of Righteousness is Jesus. But here's the curveball. What's the wings? And why is He called S-U-N there and not S-O-N? Anybody ever thought about it? Oh, I know what the wings are. If He's the S-U-N, the wings are the rays that come from the sun that touches all humanity, that touches everybody on this earth, that reaches out to you when you need it. Somebody say amen right there. I'm glad that I'm not too far from the healing in His wings. I tell you, if there's anything our nation needs, it's anything our churches need, if it's anything our preachers need, it's anything the membership needs, it is the healing that comes from the wings of God, that God would raise Himself up and His rays would reach down and touch us all. I'll give you 2 main points and then I'll be done. Healing from what? 4 things. Number 1, healing from the blaze. Look at the passage of Scripture. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. I didn't tell Jason to sing through the fire, but God knew what He's doing. I want to tell you, sometimes there's times we're right in the middle of the fire. We're right there where the heat's coming up and it's burning all around us. And we got choices to make and we got to do right. And I want to tell you, sometimes we feel alone, but I want to tell you, I'm going to give you one glory about the shout. I want to tell y'all something. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the fire. It did not say they saw the Son of God. The only one who saw the Son of God was Nebuchadnezzar. When he looked down, oh Lord God, get my mule. When he looked down, he said, uno, dos, cuatro. No, uno, dos, tres. Help me, brother. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You said, what happened? The rays of God came down into that mist of that fire. And the Son of God came into there. And I want you to know, though that fire was heated up 7 times, and some of you feel right now, you're in the heat, it's 7 times hotter. You think, I can't take it. Well, it didn't even singe your clothes. It didn't burn a hair on their head. And it was so powerful when they got up out of there, Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm throwing away all my gods, and I'm going to tell you, there's only one God, and it's the Hebrew God. It's the Messiah. Will somebody help me? You just see the Christophany, Jesus appearing before the cross. Number two, not only healing from the blaze, but healing from the bruising experiences of life. Bible says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Maybe you've been through the bruise of divorce, the bruise of death, maybe you've been bruised because you got children that need God. You're bruised sometimes not even by your decision, but by decisions of others. Can I tell you? We're in a battle. And we're not fighting something we see. I want everyone to know this. We better get this down real quick. You're not the enemy and I'm not the enemy. I'll tell you what the enemy is. The devil. And I can't see him. And I want you to know something. Every once in a while, he'll sucker punch me. How many of you have ever been sucker punched by the devil? Raise your hand if it's ever happened to you. I won't tell you what, we've all been sucker punched. We've all been hit. We've all been beat and bruised. When I had my atrial fib 7 years ago, they put me on a blood thinner called Cumulin. It's in my flesh to help my heart not pool up and clot. But I got to tell you something about Cumulin. I can hit my leg right there, and I'll have a bruise that big around. And I wouldn't show you this flabby body, but I've got bruises all over it because of hit and that medicine in my flesh. Can I want to tell you something? How many of y'all right now know there's a battle going on in your life? The devil's here and the Lord's here. And you're right in between getting pulled and beat and pulled and beat and pulled and beat. And you don't know where to turn. Let me tell you where to turn. You turn to the Master. You turn to Jesus. Yes, you're going to be bruised up serving God because the devil hates you. The devil hates the church. The devil hates the blood. The devil hates the cross. The devil hates the tomb because he knows he's defeated there. But I want you to know something. His wings, they'll heal it for your bruises. Some of you, there's some things you can't even talk about that's happening in your Christian experience. And you still feel the hurt from it. But there's a Savior that can put His Holy Ghost rays on it. I'm about ready to drop it and just preach it. I'm about ready to go wilder than Indian right now. I'm going to tell you, put His Holy Ghost on us. and touch you. I know you've got to think this. You fight in a home and the devil tries to wreck your home, wreck your life, wreck the church, wreck everything. And you get to this place. If you haven't been there, I hope you haven't. Why do I try? And you know what then happens? My cry met the Master. And he starts shining some rays on me. You said, I don't believe in healing. Well, praise God, I do. Say amen, my dad. I believe in physical healing. I believe in spiritual healing. I believe in emotional healing. I believe God's a healing God. But I believe that spiritual healing is that what he took care of on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Then number three, he got healing in his wings from the burdens of life. Would y'all look at the passage up here? If you want to look at your Bible, I want you to see that because it's the only time that word's mentioned like that. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee, and shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I did a study. You know the verse, bear you one another's burdens? We ought to. Sometimes the only thing we can do for each other is just pray for each other. And the last said, I take him to Twitter and I said a couple things about listening. It's a whole lot better to listen than to speak sometimes. And you hear me out. Sometimes people look at you and they say, well, I don't understand. Why they just can't pop back. I can't understand what's going on with them. Everybody has burdens, hold it. You just don't understand something. That word burden is not talking about burdens that everybody can bear. That's a burden that only Jesus can bear. It's your burden. Brother O'Brien, that tank you got wrapped around your hand. And Brother Drinkard has, by the way, pray for Brother Drinkard. He's in the hospital in Ohio today. And wants prayer and put him on the prayer chain, please. And that tank, that's a burden. It's not a burden I got. It's a burden you got. And your family got. But I want to tell you what, George and Judy, cast thy burden upon the Lord. That burden. Hey, by the way, Hired Hurd over there. Spell his name out. Hired Hurd and every one of you in the death. Listen to me right now. Don't let anybody say they know what you're going through unless they're deaf. I'm not deaf. I'm glad we got a ministry to the deaf. I'm glad we got interpreters to the deaf. I'm glad they're hearing the truth right now. I want you to do me a favor. Cast that burden. Because that's not something I got. They have it. People in a wheelchair this morning. I'm not in a wheelchair this morning. Thank God. But I don't know what they are going through. I don't have cancer as I would know it. I hope I don't anyway. But I'm going to tell you there's people in here do. That's a burden they have. And by the way, I can bear it all day long for you and pray all day long for you. But I want to tell you, I ain't the solution. I'm not the one can help you. There is a God that's got wings, that's got rays, that's got a touch. Somebody help me right there that can reach your burdened heart and bear your burden up and take you through. Thank you, brother. This is the Lord preaching, not me. I'm just a piece of clay. But let me give you another thing. Then I'll go to the last point. The burden of a broken heart. Ain't nothing like having a broken heart. You know, I passed over 1,000 people. I love all of you. And when I see you going through that trial, it literally breaks me. It breaks me. Some of you this morning, you feel broken. You may think, oh, that's bad. Look up here on the screen. It's not near as bad as you think it is. It's bad, though. Psalm 51:17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart. Oh, God, thou will not despise. Here's what God sees. You're broken. You're contrite. You're wanting to have a touch of God. You're wanting God to be on you. And you feel like it's weakness to be broken. You feel like it's weakness to have a contrite spirit. Oh, no, 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 no. You want to wake up the Master? Just let Him see your brokenness. Let Him see you. And He's going to spray His rays around you and touch you. And I know some of you are thinking, and it leads me to point number 2, and I'm done. Just how does He do it? He does it, and I can understand He does it with a raise. But what scriptural method does God do for me that heals me from the blaze, the bruises, the burdens, and the broken heart? 3 things. I believe you're with me. I want you to stay here. Number 1, Moses, by His blood. For the life of the flesh, Leviticus 17, is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. Ah, Preacher Smith, I'm in the blaze. They overcame Him by the blood. Just say, Lord, I need your washing. I know you've been saved. I'm just talking about your washing and your forgiveness and your strength and your help. And I don't tell you, it doesn't come by preacher. It doesn't come by denomination. It comes by the blood of Jesus. It's still the blood. It's the last blood. It's the only blood. It's the blessed blood. He's the Lamb. He's the Lord. And hallelujah. I wonder, He said, with His stripes, we are healed. When you're bruised, the life of the flesh, you know what heals bruises? Blood goes there. The life of the flesh is in the blood, Larry. You want heals burdens? The blood goes there. You want heals a broken heart? The blood goes there. But that's not all. Number 2, under that, the blessed Holy Spirit. What's going to take care of me in the blaze? What's going to take care of me when I get bruised? What's going to take care of me? What's going to take care of me, preacher? When I'm burdened and broken? The blessed Holy Spirit. Let me give it to you this way. Now, some Baptists don't practice this. We do. We don't do it publicly because the Bible said, "Any sick among you, let him call for the elders." They ought to be sick enough for you to call. Let me give you 2 examples. The leper in the Old Testament. My mule's about ready to take off on this one. You know they were outside the camp, don't you? How many know that? You know that they were eat up with boils, don't you? You know they couldn't touch anything. They wore filthy rags. And the only hope for them was a supernatural touch. I got a supernatural God. See, here's what's happened in our Baptist churches. And I'm kind of ashamed of us a little bit. We've got to the place that we don't believe God can still touch and still heal. And still move. You know what they done to that leper that got healed? I'm about to run here again.
They got the blood. They got the blood. Look here. Look here. They put it on his right ear. Y'all with me? They put on his right thumb. And I'm not going to show you my toe. But they put on his big toe. On his right side. And he was covered. But that ain't all they done. They went out and got a log of oil. Boy, here's some doctrine. Stay with me. I'm coming down the train. Here's some doctrine. They took the oil. You know where the blood was? Took the oil and put it right over the blood. Took the oil, put it on the right thumb. Took the oil, put it on the big toe. Here's what it be. Here's the teaching. You get washed in the blood. And indwelled by the Holy Ghost of God when you get saved. Somebody help me right there. Then I want you to look at that pastor. Is there any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is there any merry? Let him sing songs. Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. By the way, the word oil there is... By the way, there's no magic in the oil. But the oil is a type of the Holy Ghost. You've been anointed with oil. It's just hoping in God and saying, God, I believe your will. And I believe you can't hear me. Now hear me. If that's true, do you think he can heal you from the blaze and the bruises and the burdens? Huh? His oil! I'll tell you what some of us need to move for. Probably hit an altar. Because all of us are in that mess. And say, Lord, I need your blood. I need your oil. Touch me! I tell you, there ain't nothing to help a church, help a Christian, help a nation. It's like a sweet Holy Ghost. And I'm going to tell you what's wrong with us now. I'm going to be honest with you. We've come a real proud bunch, all of us. This church is right now, we're so proud and dignified. And we think, Lord God, if we mention being filled with the Holy Ghost and mention the Holy Ghost, they're going to put us in some club with somebody that's crazy. I want to tell you something. We had the Holy Ghost before the crazy ones ever thought about it. God gave us the Holy Ghost and you got the Holy Ghost in you. Somebody say amen. Amen. Lastly, he heals us. By the benevolent Father. Look at the passage. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Father's a Father of mercy. And the God of all comfort. I want to tell you something. There's a man I was visiting over at CMC Putman General. I led this man to Christ. And the man looked at me and he said, thank you, thank you. But he couldn't get over one verse I used. For God so loved the world. He said, God can't love me. I said, he loves you. Then I said, I want to tell you something. Because of him, I knew this guy personally. I love you too. And here's what he said to me. Being raised up, my dad, my mother, and my brothers and sisters never one time said, I love you to me. But God sent you here to remind me of his love. He bowed his head and got saved. He found a benevolent God. Listen to me. I got a benevolent God that won't turn any of you away. You say, boy, I'm a brat sometimes. Come on. I am. But I want to tell you, hallelujah, he's got healing in his wings. Bow your heads.